South Sudan's Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Ministry announced on Thursday there will be free entry into South Sudan for all Kenyan citizens carrying valid passports. 27-year-old Jessica Ajok owns a small street vendor business in Juba, selling women's clothing imported from Kenya. Ajok says as soon as she heard about the new visa waiver policy, she worried about the fate of her small-scale business.
There are thousands of foreigners, not only Kenyans, but others who are doing things that citizens are supposed to be doing, like riding of borders, selling of fruits, and also even they're the one owning all these small businesses.
Ajok says she thinks the arrangement will only worsen the existing problems of South Sudanese youth.
There are thousands of opportunities that are not given to the citizens that is now leading to them being on the street. Others are now called idlers. It is adding a burden on us, and it's also lower our own reputation as youth.
33-year-old Juba resident Jacob Kwang says he too worries about the consequences of the visa waiver. He says his fears are deeply rooted in the fact that South Sudanese young people have not been able to acquire useful job skills compared to Kenyan youth.
We are a junior country. We lack a lot of skills to encounter a problem that faces largest countries like Kenya.
Kwang says security is another issue that makes him worry about the free entry of Kenyans into South Sudan.
People will be coming like seeking for a job in our country, and later they turn to be criminals. And the current situation in our country, we have internal conflict already, and we have the guns at the hand of the civilian. So when these people join us and they cooperate with the civilian as the criminal does, that one will be the biggest thing in our country, and it will be a big deal for a government to control them.
General Majak Akech, Inspector General of Police, says under the waiver arrangement, people with criminal records coming from Kenya will not be allowed to enter the country or vice versa.
That does not mean whenever you are a criminal coming from South Sudan to Kenya, or maybe coming from Kenya to Republic of South Sudan, you are allowed because of this waiver visa is allowed you to enter.
Addressing reporters in Juba on Thursday, Deng Dao Deng, the Deputy Minister for Foreign Affairs, said Kenyans no longer need a visa to enter South Sudan. Deng called on South Sudanese not to panic, saying the visa-free arrangement between Kenya and South Sudan does not include work and residential permits.
It is not just a question of free visa. You have to also be regulated by regulations of our visa requirements. And the Ministry of Interior have all the requirement and standard, including Kenya. And so it will not be something that can be abused. And also the public service, the Ministry of Labor, they have all the regulations of jobs inside South Sudan. South Sudan jobs will be protected, like Kenyan jobs are also protected by law.
Kenya is the third country to reciprocate visa waiver with South Sudan after Tanzania and Rwanda as part of the provision of the Treaty for the Establishment of the East African Community and the Protocol on the Establishment of the East African Common Market on Free Movement of Labor and Persons for the Citizens of Partner States. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.